Hey there, welcome back to Seeking Scale. Andy, how's it going?
It's going well.
Yeah, it's going nice. The weather's turned a little bit. I feel like things are looking up. I forget if I said in the last episode or when we last recorded, but we're going to have a baseball season that's only slightly delayed. So that's a nice relief for us. So things are looking up over here.
Yeah, when I saw that announcement, it's been a couple of weeks now. I was like, oh, good for Andy. The business is not doomed.
Yeah.
Thanks to some greedy owners or players. I don't know which side was really to fault there, but nice.
How are things on your end?
Good. We missed last week. So folks, I apologize if this is a week late. Just had my son was sick. And so he's all better now. But yeah, we both, I think, had to push things back last week. So we just missed recording last week. But yeah, it's good. Similarly, like spring has sprung here. So all sorts of like outdoor projects around the house, which is cool. And we all got bikes. So right, we have a really cool bike path that's like a block from our house that connects to like, I don't know, 10 miles each way to like the little towns and all the way into Providence. So yeah, we're kind of exploring that in the afternoons and weekends and stuff like that now. So yeah, it's cool. It's cool to see a different season because we moved like at the beginning of winter, which don't ever do that to anyone. Like don't ever move to a cold region at the beginning of winter because it just puts a damper on the experience. But
at least when you do that though, it's, you're not able to picture all the work you'll have to do outside when the snow goes away. So you're able to like put that off until basically now, and then everything melts. You're like, oh shit, there's a ton of things I need to do outside.
100%. Yeah. I have to buy a shovel. I have to figure out how we're going to mow the grass. Yeah. Cool. So I thought today we could talk about this pressure that I have a lot. We were talking before we started recording, like that's the best time, by the way. And like, we don't ever record it. We should somehow. But I always have felt this pressure about, and Rob Walling, if you're listening, like this isn't personal to you, but like I hear folks like Rob talk a lot about like offload this thing so that you can focus your time on higher value or higher leverage stuff. And it totally makes sense, right? Like I should not be futzing around with graphics and Canva. I should be being a CEO and doing all that stuff. And the problem with that is I'm only left with really heavy stuff to do. And it's intimidating to where like, honestly, like some days lately I come in and my inbox is just like, ooh, super complicated. Ooh, ah, touchy. I don't want to do that. I just want to like sit and push the button, you know, 20 times today. And like that just be my job. And so what I've realized is, you know, being a founder and everything like should mean that I optimize for what I want to do, you know? And most of the time it is like the most impactful things, but sometimes it's just what I want to do. I know you have been down the path, but I don't know where you are currently with like an executive assistant or an admin or something like that. We are also looking at, I think we'll call them like an office manager, like someone to handle some lightweight ops stuff, partly because it's not super high leverage or impactful, partly because I hate it. And I just like, it's not rocket science, but like I've just come to that realization lately that like the grace that I have is I should do pretty much exactly what I want to do. And I should be optimizing for that because then I'm in a better place to, when I do spend time on these high leverage things, my mind is in a really good spot to make good decisions and work effectively there. So that's a realization.
There's obviously a lot to that. And I feel like there's also balance to keep in mind. I mean, like the last couple of weeks, I've gone very deep into some product things that took way longer than they should have. And I've told the team, I was like, I think it was actually a benefit overall that I've been a little burnt out and cranky, because a lot of times those things where it's like, ah, this is good enough. And in my head, I'm just like, ah, it's not really, but I also just don't want to deal with this. And I don't want to like not pick a fight with someone, but I just don't want to keep this discussion going. Let's just move on to the next thing. When I'm just more curmudgeonly, it's like, no, like that doesn't make a ton of sense. And after a couple of weeks of just like realizing I was in that mood, I started to be more mindful of how I said things, but I still would say things like, no, like let's not stop here, 'cause this still doesn't, we still don't have it yet. And the level of depth that we went into these areas of the product, just being like, oh, like, okay, so if we do this, it's still kind of confusing there, but let's see if we move there. And oh, but if we move that, it's going to impact this. And it just felt like it never ended. But after a lot of long conversations, we feel like it ended and we've got a much clearer path for things to go. And I felt excited, where I was like, oh, like this is awesome. I felt like some sense of accomplishment. And I just really enjoyed the process. And frankly, that probably still is one of the higher value places I can spend my time. But there's a lot of those admin things that, like, I'm now back into that mode where it's like, no, like the inbox is piling up. These things just aren't getting done and I'm accepting it. I'll get out of it. I will. But it's just realizing that's when I really try to grind through the things that I don't want to do. It's miserable. And it wears on me. It affects my mood. It affects everything else. And it doesn't do anyone any good. And so the solution on my end is obviously sometimes I just got to suck it up and get things done. And I've made sure like things with real deadlines, like, yes, we're on top of that. But everything else is like, no, I just won't reply and whatever. Like, I don't care because this is actually something that I really enjoy doing and I can see the actual value with it. I think for our team, almost everyone, like Ben is probably the only one who, like, there's not the only one, but Ben is the person on our team who definitely still has the most things on his plate that it's, I would, like, the easiest way of saying is just below his pay grade. Because he doesn't have much help there, but it's still not horrible. And that is something I want to resolve. But I feel like for the most part, our team, we've been able to get the right people in, figure out what they do best, and let them focus on that. And what that's meant is a lot of those other things fall to me or fall aside. And I feel like we have really good morale right now. It's like everyone's excited about things. And I'm just more realized, like, shit, when I take all these things off the plate, now, like, my day sucks, my week sucks.
Yes, and that's dangerous.
Yeah, for sure. And so I think the last couple of weeks have helped me realize that when I finally get to go back into the things I actually want to do. And so that's why I'm saying, like, yeah, I'll hire the A, because more it's, I need to, because I want to get back to focusing on those things. I want to get back to being more excited about the things that we're working on. And so that's the big part. But when it comes to, yeah, the giving yourself permission to focus on what you want to do versus what's highest value, I think there's still definitely still some balance where, are these product things the highest values of my time? Maybe, but it's not clear that they're like high value. And so in my head, as long as it's at least high value and it's in the ballpark of other things, I'm not going to sweat about it. But I do think there's still that balance of saying, okay, is this high value at all? Like, is this something where someone else on the team could do, and taking them off of whatever they're doing is worth it for them to do this instead? Then it's like, okay, like, should I really do it? If it's just like, I want to do this, that's not a bad reason, but more just generally speaking, when evaluating this, it's like, there are still those leadership responsibilities that have to get, like, those high value things still need to be getting done to move the company forward. And so I think it's, you can find, I go through a lot of these swings where usually my approach isn't great, but it's just like, I'll grind it out until I'm burnt out. And then I'll have a moment like the last couple of weeks where I'm like, okay, like, I get energized to do this again, then I just work longer time to get caught up and then hire someone, delegate things and just forget about it. And then it'll repeat itself when the next bottleneck arises. And so again, not great, but it's just making sure that those high value things still do get done and figuring out if you're not the right person for it. Okay, is there someone else that can do it? Should I hire someone to help with that? And because, like, at the same time, you're the CEO, but that is a separate role as then the owner. And so there is the possibility that you could just be the owner, or you could be, we've talked about EOS a lot, where it's, I don't know if I'd call, like, the visionary the CEO, at least not at a company our scale, because I feel like CEO is sort of a bullshit title at our scale, but it just encompasses everything. It needs to be more operational. I think as a company gets bigger and you have a real leadership team and layers under that, that the CEO is sort of the visionary role from EOS, but it also could just be like, yeah, maybe you prioritize then bringing in an integrator because like you don't want to do those things and you want to focus on these other things, like that's fine. I think it's just all making sure that the highest value things are getting done. And it doesn't mean all of them get done, but it means you're making progress. And I think that's where I'm a bit different, where I get a lot of stress because I want to just do all the things and then I don't do any of them well. And like, it's not as though it helps, but it's just like, I just never feel like we're moving quick enough, which I think is a similar feeling that you have, but it's more just, I just feel like we can't do all these things, but I want to. And I need to give myself permission to slow down and to say, yeah, we can't do them all. But as long as we're doing some and moving forward, that's okay.
The really important thing there is like with the highest leverage stuff, that is also really important. You have to have the time and mental space to do it well, right? Like I need to rewrite this copy on this landing page. I'm probably the only one in the company that can do it. If I have 6 calls today, there is zero chance I'm going to do that well. I mean, I look at my calendar and there is like one day in 2 weeks when I can do this thing. And that just like instantly means I'm allocating my time wrong somehow, right? Like either it's being pushed on me, like you said, like you're specializing, like team members are specializing in things and then you just get the rest. Or like I'm spreading myself too thin with kind of raising my hand and saying like, I want to do this and I want to take this call and I want to be involved in this thing. I don't know which one it is, but like, it's not just the time, but like the free space to do some of these things really well. Cause like, maybe I'm just old, but like, I just can't do some of the things I used to. Like, I can't come in and like write marketing copy and then be on a sales call and then tackle some support stuff and then have a one-on-one with a team member. And like, I just can't do all those things really well anymore. And so, yeah, kind of like slowing down a little bit, kind of saying like, today, I just have like 4 calls with team members and like there's going to be a lot of value in that. And tomorrow I have like a 2-hour block where I'm going to write this copy. And that's basically like all I'm going to get done in that day. You know, I'll do some other stuff and putz around and answer some emails. But like, I think where I'm getting is like, if I really do a thing very well, it's a big part of my like mental energy for the day, probably because they're like, they are quite important these days. Because we have like team members to handle a lot of the other specialized things.
Yeah. And I think what I was getting at is I completely agree with that. And it's those bigger, weightier things are draining. And some of them are more draining than others. But then there's a lot of shit that's not that important that's still just as draining.
Yes.
And it's and so I think when you were saying like, sometimes you just want to click the button, sometimes you want to do the thing, is in my head, I was just thinking, I think you just need a break. I know you've had vacation and stuff like that, but it's not reaching for some task just so you can avoid, because if what you're doing is trying to recharge, clicking the button is probably not the best way to recharge, is sort of what I'm getting at, is that, all right, these other things are draining me a lot. Right now, I can't do anything, but I feel like I should do something. I think it's more just like, well, maybe you can just do something away from work. So I think it all sort of goes together, but it's just in the route that I found for myself, at least, is just trying to prioritize getting those draining things that don't add much value, not just off my plate, but just like remove them entirely from the company. And it's easier said than done. And I'm naturally a people pleaser. And so I hate saying no. I hate if I like someone, I don't want to be like, oh no, like this isn't a priority right now. And so it's just as more and more people start reaching out about this and that, and as different ideas come up, it's like, let's do that. And then I'm just like, fuck, we can't do all this shit. And then I get overwhelmed. And so I think that's what I'm fighting against, is because there are plenty of days where I'm not gonna be able to sit down and write out a bunch of good copy or other things like that. But because it's more because I've been drained by other things that I need to just like stop doing or just find someone to do them.
Like, I think one of the maybe like biggest benefits of like office manager, EA, kind of ops person is for them to have good perspective on how I spend my day. Because like, I would just love to come, this is creepy, I would love to come and watch a day of your work. Because I'm sure it's totally different than a day of my work. I think it would be super interesting to And like, I want to hire this person locally, I think, so that they can come and sit in my office with me sometimes, or be able to, at least. Like, huge aside, just quick tangent. That's the future, I think, of our company is, like, I think we want to hire people within like a couple hour radius of here so that we can have like a week, a quarter in the office or something like that. Like, I think that would be really cool. Like, hey, you can live in Vermont, or you can live in Virginia, or you can live in
without it being like a 5-figure retreat.
Yeah. But like, hey, we're going to have our retreat. We're planning a retreat. It's going to be in Chicago in June. Like, oh, we have like some $2,000 flights we got to buy, and they're 7 hours away from us. And that's cool. Like, those team members are amazing. But like, just going forward, like, I want everyone to be, you know, kind of close, I think. Anyways, but like, I think this, how we work and how we spend our day is so different, and nobody ever talks about it in like a holistic level. You know, oh, you should only do the highest priority things and offload stuff to someone else. Like, I don't know what that is. And like, just saying that puts a, I think, just a shit ton of pressure on us to say, like, it's basically saying you're being irresponsible with your time, probably, you know, as a founder. I don't know if I am, and I don't know in what way I am. And so like, to me, one, I think like some sort of admin help would be helpful just to give visibility to like how I spend my time. Cause I don't know that anyone on the team is able to say that. And I certainly don't want them to be burdened with that responsibility either, right?
Yeah, I mean, you might not be able to pick out clearly the highest value thing on your plate, but you should be able to identify the things that don't add much value.
Yep. I have a Notion doc on it. It's called autonomy. And it just, every time I do something I hate, I put it in there.
Just so you hate it doesn't imply that it doesn't have more value. It doesn't have value.
Yeah, things that's that have value. What we're talking about, like, it's both things go on that list. Like,
no, and that's value, fine.
And or I hate it. It goes okay, on that
right.
list.
But I would still just, I think what's important is put them on the list, but distinguish it too, because things that you hate that don't add value, just don't do them theoretically. And again, like, I'm preaching to the choir, because it's not as though like I'm doing all this things I'm talking about. But if it doesn't add value and you hate it, then don't do it. But if it does add value and you hate it, someone else should do it. It's not as like in it, I think as the owner, as a CEO, part of it is, yes, you will not be as effective in your role for the business if you're constantly doing things you hate. The other part of it is you own the fucking business. You can just decide, I'm not going to do this. Both are valid reasons. I mean, I think the more palatable one is just saying like, yes, the business will get better if I'm not doing the things I hate. But you just don't want to fall into the trap of saying, I hate this, let's not do it, if it could very likely add a good amount of value. And for me, the stuff that falls in that category is probably like partner biz dev stuff, where I enjoy having conversations with our partners and that, but what I don't enjoy is like managing a CRM of checking in on this and seeing where that's at. And this, it's all like the admin around it. I don't mind just the actual conversations, but it's the role of making sure we check in at the right time and follow up on the right thing and all of that. Like, that I hate, but that's definitely high value. And so right now I do that. And then it's going to be a question of, do we hire someone for that? Do I have Jordan pick up more of that, which is where we're going now. But then there's a lot of other things that Jordan could be doing. And so I don't know. My kind of standard rambly reply, but it's one of those things where it's just knowing what bucket things fall into.
Yeah. And I'll just add one more thing to this. Like, conversation is, and you touched on it, is like, things get put on your plate from customers or from your team members, and you elect to do certain things. And I think in a perfect world, it should be only the latter. Is like, I should not have to do anything. You know, I should run payroll. And that's it, right? And everything else should be like, ooh, I want to rewrite this marketing copy on this landing page, or ooh, I want to go into Amplitude and look at product analytics, and I want to have these strategic calls with our team to set, you know, quarterly goals and stuff. Basically, everything else should be not done, right? Because like I'm not doing that thing, and we don't do that here, or we have a team member that is specifically responsible for that. And I think that's where, like, yeah, that's where I'm trying to get with that autonomy Notion doc, is like, I want to decide what I do with my time.
What do you think are the next steps for acting on that doc?
Honestly, I think just like realizing this is the first step, you know, like realizing this and like putting some like decent boundaries around it, or like definitions around it, I guess, it has been really helpful. And then like writing that stuff out has been cool. And then, yeah, the things that are valuable to the company that we need to keep doing, like you're saying, to either hire someone or delegate to existing team members. And then the things that I just don't want to do anymore, figure out how we just don't do them anymore. And we have begun doing that. Like we have some parts of our services that we just shut down because I'm like, don't care, isn't super valuable. This is stuck with me and I don't want to figure out how to delegate it. So we're just not going to do it anymore. Yeah. So I think everything has to fall in one of those two buckets, basically. The other thing is like that like flow of input into my sphere of attention needs to be limited somehow. And I think that's how like an EA could help, of like managing email and how we use Slack even, you know, like I think there should be days where I come in and I just work and like, that's it. That's a little optimistic, but I don't think that's wrong either. Like I maybe should come in and just be a visionary one day a week. Like that's not totally crazy, I don't think.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's just a different role. And it's not as though you're saying this, but it's like, that's more, you need more than the EA to plug that sure. gap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that's where chief of staff, and it's someone who, from my point of view, an EA is not going to be super strategic. You're going to work with them and I'm sure they're going to help you figure out and help me figure out what priorities are, what they can do, what they can't, and ideas for different things. But they're not going to go over Slack and triage things and say, okay, like you do this, you do that. Here's the order to do things in. And even chief of staff, like that might be going a bit too far. It's like, I still think the leader, the CEO's role is at the scale we're at, is going to be having a hands-on role in the prioritization. And I think a chief of staff can be in the meetings with the other teams to help like get that across and make sure things are following up and give you updates. Whereas an EA wouldn't, but it's like to have someone do the prioritization is definitely a level above that. And yeah, it's just, I don't know. I think I'm with you. And the closer I've felt to burnout, the more I've thought about it is just, okay, like what are the things that I just have to get off my plate? What are the things that come here? Like what would be my long-term plan, really? And I think for long-term sustainability, the only thing I would say now is like, I absolutely need some admin help, but I just don't think we're at this scale. I just don't want to even like daydream about being the visionary. Cause I think that would be like me having not even a time boxing, like a day a week, but just part-time as far as hours worked. But I think if that was all I was focused on, it would add in a ton of value, but it's just, that's not practical. There are the other things I have to get done in the business. It's just like, I can't do that. But so I just try to not even and go there. And it's like, what's the next step? Just get this annoying stuff off my plate.
I agree. And I'll challenge you there a little bit. And I know we're beating this horse like a fair amount, but like you said, it is your company. You kind of should be able to say that you just want to be the visionary. And I know like we don't have enough money to be able to hire all the people to be super specialized in these high value things.
That's a blocker to me. It's like, what? Like, sure, I can say that, but like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. And I think that like that's the thing is like, I want to have an eye towards that more. You know, I want to say like in 2 years, we'll get there or something like that. Whereas okay, now I'm just like, fucking in the weeds, just like you are. And just like, there's no end in sight. And I want to start like having a vision towards getting there, I guess.
No, and I think that's fair. And I think I was kind of pigeonholing you a bit and just like, all right, like, yeah, like that's an awesome dream, but we can't do that yet. And I guess
down the pipe.
Yeah. And I think that's where I'm at. And it's definitely a motivation for grinding a bit more to help us get to the point where we can make those hires. All things considered, like we've got an awesome team in place, making a lot of progress. And the more I get to work on the things that I find enjoyment, which is really what the conversation started with, the more I don't see myself like wanting to change that. It's just, the other things that get in the way of me doing that, that's my top priority. Long term, obviously want to think about what things look like 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years from now. And I think that's where the more hands-off role comes into play for me. But it's just one step at a time. And I think, again, these last couple of weeks of doing the things that I enjoy, even if they're not literally the highest value things, it's just shown me that, yeah, it's got to finally prioritize the delegating the other stuff, or finding the person to delegate that. And now that we have NLP, I can actually hire someone and not worry about going broke. Yeah.
Good for you. Good for you. Cool. And just, we'll wrap up here, but speaking of hiring, we are hiring a senior Laravel developer. If you are a senior Laravel developer, backend, castos.com/careers, or you know one, castos.com/careers. Check it out. Andy, good to catch up.
Yeah, that was good, Craig. See everybody. Thanks.
Have a good one, everyone. Thanks.